Did you know Fast Growing Trees is the largest online nursery in the USA? With more than 10,000 plant varieties and millions of satisfied customers. I have their trees and plants at my home, and they're fantastic. Have you had your fair share of landscaping woes and wasted weekends at crowded nurseries? Finding fast-growing trees will be like stumbling upon a hidden treasure, believe me. With fast-growing trees, it's different. From fruit trees to houseplants, they have it all delivered right to your doorstep. Plus, their plant experts are always available for advice. And here's the best part. This spring, they have up to half off on select plants. And my audience can get an extra 15% off by using promo code Bill at checkout. So please go to fastgrowingtrees.com, use promo code Bill at checkout. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the best of the O'Reilly Update. One of the reasons the surf never came up for Republicans on Election Day was the barrage of Democrat propaganda, which was relayed nonstop by the corrupt corporate media. Yes, it's true that conservatives grind out propaganda as well, but they don't have a corporate media to peddle it. Sadly, many Americans believe what they want to believe and gobble up propaganda like it's Haagen-Dazs, especially since there is no accountability. Foolish, ill-informed votes count, and intellectually limited Americans often seek out friends in the same category. Call it goony birds of a feather flock together. Here is a vivid example of propaganda that took deep root in this country. On March 25, 2021, the state of Georgia passed the Election Integrity Act so that the Trump chaos could not happen again in the Peach State. In response, President Biden read these words, quote, "This is Jim Crow in the 21st century. It must end," unquote. Of course, it did not end as the courts found no violation of voters' rights in the new law. Then another nitwit, Major League Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred, attempted to punish Georgia by moving the baseball All-Star game from Atlanta to Denver. Said Manfred, quote, "Major League Baseball fundamentally supports voting rights for all Americans and opposes restrictions to the ballot box," unquote. Wow, that man is noble, is he not? Well, on November 8th, the state of Georgia had a record-high voter turnout for a midterm election, and the state accurately counted the 4 million ballots on Election Day. It didn't take a week. So I'm expecting an apology from Joe Biden, Rob Manfred, and the legions of corrupt commentators who cynically manipulated the American people over the Georgia election law. But there's no chance these people will ever acknowledge their deception because that's not part of the propaganda program. Jesus said, "The truth will set you free." Not sure the Nazarene anticipated all the nitwits.
Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD or text GOLD to 65532.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. I, your humble correspondent, have been lucky enough to visit 82 countries on this planet. In the world, there are 195 nations. So here are the five best places that I have seen in no particular order. Tahiti. That is a favorite vacation spot for the Obamas, Barack and Michelle. Population, 190,000 in Tahiti. Total number of islands that make up French Polynesia, 120. Average temperature, 83 degrees year-round. Now, the reason Tahiti is so spectacular is the water. So if you are an ocean person, it's not riding the waves or surfing. As you can see, the visibility is so clear. And if you go snorkeling, the fish and the reefs, it's just an amazing getaway. 7-hour flight from LA. Two, the fjords of Norway. Talk about opposite Tahiti to Norway. 2,000 fjords spanning 800 miles of shoreline. The deep valleys were used by Vikings to launch expeditions into Europe and North America. Now, the best time to visit the fjords in Norway is July, and the temperature is about 65, 70 degrees then, and you can enjoy 20 hours of sunshine. It's just dramatic scenery, all right? So you're floating into these things and then think of big mountains on each side and little villages. It's really spectacular. Rome, Italy. 15 million people visit Rome every year. Cities ranked number one by travel guides for food, wine, and history. Tourists can also visit Vatican City, as you know. That's the headquarters of the Catholic Church. Spectacular museums there. Now, if you go to Rome, there are two things. Number one, take a tour, because driving around that city is insane. So they'll take you to the great places, and there are so many of them that you can do tours for 2 days. And then no matter where you eat, it is stunning food. And for dessert, gelato. I mean, you're just sitting there looking at this ice cream going, how did they do this? So Rome, one of my favorite places. If you don't like Rome, then I don't know what to say. Ireland, there you go. Second most popular European destination for Americans after the United Kingdom. Dublin, the least expensive city in Western Europe. Between airfare, hotels, and food, the average family vacation to Ireland costs $3,000, compared to $8,000 if you go to Paris and London. And Ireland is spectacular. There's not a bad road in the country. You just kind of amble around. And the folks are nice. Don't judge the Irish by me. Finally, Vietnam. Now, that country has been ruled by communists since the collapse of South Vietnam in 1975. 20 million foreigners visit Vietnam each year, fastest growing destination for Americans since 2015. The beaches in Vietnam are undiscovered. They're fabulous. And the countryside's so interesting to go through it. Lots of ghosts in Vietnam, but it was a magical place for me. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. If you'd like more honest news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com, where you can see me on television in a moment, something you might not know.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. The USA routinely ranks as the most generous country on earth. Before the pandemic, Americans donated more than $420 billion every year to charity. And that figure is growing in the USA. We are amazingly generous here. Now, according to the U.S. Labor Bureau, there are roughly 1.5 million nonprofit organizations based in America. While the majority operate on an annual budget around $1 million, the biggest charities take in billions. Here is a look at the USA's top charities ranked by Charity Navigator, the largest nonprofit evaluator in the USA. First up, United Way Worldwide. This group takes in about $4 billion in donations each year. They spend the money on dozens of causes, including new schools in the Middle East, job training in Ohio, delivering mosquito nets to South Africa, on and on. Charity Navigator gives United Way a near-perfect rating, 96%. Even wealthy nations like the USA struggle with hunger. 15% of Americans have a hard time securing food, studies show. The charity Feeding America spends $3 billion a year to support 200 food banks in all 50 states. Next, St. Jude Children's Hospital. You've seen the commercials. They're all over cable. $3 billion in donations each year. The hospital works round the clock every day to cure childhood cancer. They help 15,000 patients annually. The families pay nothing for the life-saving treatments. Finally, the Salvation Army spends $5 billion in 130 countries every year. The Salvation Army is actually a Protestant church with more than 2 million members. They've been ringing those Christmas bells since 1881. It is the longest charity campaign in history. Back after this.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.